dialect of Portisham, Dorset. Mr. Sid Hodder, retired farm worker, aged 78, a native, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis in December 1956.
Depends, you see, as a rule, the farmers used to keep about four mowers. Some only kept three, you see, and some would keep two, you see. But if it was a big field or anything like that, you generally see three or four mowers in the field, you see. Yes.
And how long would it take you to do? Well, how much would you do in a day?
Well, you get 3 and 6 pence an acre for mowing corn. Well, you'd mow perhaps an acre and a half a day, you see. So there's your money. You'll say 3 and 6 pence and a half of that again, it'd be 1 and 9. That'd be about, we'll say, long about a 5 bob a day you'd earn, you see. It wouldn't do if you would earn any more, because I tell you, if you would earn any more, you wouldn't have it.
No.
The farmer wouldn't like give it to you, now you'd earn it. Not them days.
And then somebody'd have to follow you around after you've mowed it.
Oh yes, after we've mowed when they carry it in.
But before that, somebody'd come along and...
Well, that all depends, you see. Of course, wheat and oats used to stitch. They come along stitching.
Mm-hmm.
Some call them stocks, I think. Stacks.
Oh, yes.
Long about 8 or 9 into a heap stacked up, you see, with the crops upwards like that, you see.
8 or 9 what?
8 or 9 sheaves, mm-hmm. You see. But barley, you always turn that and turn all the crop ends first, too. You generally turn that like with you can turn it with a pick, but you can turn it with a stick, barley, long pole or anything like that. Just simply slide a poling under and turn it over, you see. Of course, you don't want to knock about corn, you see, or otherwise you will lose the corn was in the ears.
And then you take it in somewhere, would you?
Oh, yes, you take it in rick. When it's fit, you see. You let it stay there. Well, barley, always barley, you never cut it not before it was ripe. When you see it small and necked like my finger is, then it's ripe, you see, and hard. Well, they cut it the day, they carry that tomorrow if it's fine, straight away, the barley. But not oats. And just the same with wheat. If you cut wheat the day, and it was dry, when you cut it, well, you carry that in next day as well. We used to make a wheat rick in the morning when the dew was on the ground before we could get to the barley. Yes, go on and make a wheat rick.
And how would you make a rick?
Well, you'd make him in the shape of a boiler, you see. You put down the staddle just the shape of the boiler.
Okay.
Well, then when you get to the corners, you see, of course, there's isn't probably a corner to a boiler, you see, but when you go around the curve to the corners, you simply go around, you see, and then your rick would be almost a round rick, you see.
Mm.
Not quite round, you see. But barley, you say, barley, you can put it in loose into a rick, just like you do hay. Oats, you do the same. Make a rick, so you can make a square rick, you can make a round rick of oats, you say. But oats is a thing, after it's cut, you want to cut oats early. When you go into a oat field and see 2 or 3 black oats shining out through the ears, it's time you start cutting them oats. Even so, if the hunter oat is a little bit green, cut them all the same. If you lose them there too, you will lose the lot, you so well say. And then stack it up, and the farmer I worked on, he'd never carry an oat rick, oats, unless they've been in, and stacked up in ground over 3 Sundays.
Mm.